We're on Radio1057.com, and every week we get to visit with Rick Limpert, who is a local technology and sports blogger. Does a great job. You can check out his stuff on Examiner.com, and of course on Twitter, Rick Roswell is his handle. Rick, I'm looking at a picture here of your, is this your home office?
Nah, it's just a generic picture. I posted pictures of my office before. It looks like that, similar to that, but it's, the walls are much more crowded with sports memorabilia. So.
For some reason, I do not find that hard to believe at all. Well, I was hoping that this was a picture of your office because we could kind of take people behind the scenes. I envision you sitting kind of like, you know, Dr. Claw on the old Inspector Gadget cartoon.
Yeah, there's maybe a few similarities. Basically, it's I have like a big table as my desk. I have numerous desk lights. I have a desktop and two laptops on the computer. So it's I try to live up to the high tech reputation that I talk about.
Well, we are indeed going to talk about the home office and some great things for your home office today with you, Rick. But before we begin the conversation, let's talk about arguably the number one technology story in really the world. Is Pokemon Go. Has the craze caught you yet?
Well, no, the craze hasn't caught me, but it kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But I found out about this last week, actually. I have an intern who actually is in college. He kind of tipped me off a little bit on what's going to happen. And then in the days following, I was getting 10 to 20 pitches on various stories regarding this. And I actually did write one piece that went up on WirelessWednesday.live, and it actually blew up. So, yeah, I was over at the PGA Golf Tournament this week. They had Pokemon Go players, and they were promoting that on the course. It's crazy. I don't know if I've seen anything take off this quickly. But that's what can happen now with mobile devices and apps, because we all have them and we all use them.
Well, if we were talking about Augusta National, there would certainly be no Pokemon Go going on over there.
No.
They do not allow cell phones on the golf course over there. This really is going to have an impact, at least on the sports events that are happening right now over the summer, because this is what people are into right now, Rick.
Yeah, kids are off school right now. College kids are looking for something to do. That's where it's really, I think, caught on with. And every hour or so there comes out a tragic story that happens with the players of Pokemon Go as well. So, I mean, be careful. I mean, enjoy it. We'll see what happens by the time. You know, usually sometimes it starts fading quickly, Sully, if it's really just one of those quote-unquote fads. Let's see by the end of the month how it's still doing.
Rick's website, brand new, just unveiled recently, WirelessWednesday.live. That's going to be your hub to follow Rick and all of his writings about different techs and technologies and gadgets. And we're going to talk a lot about home office today, Rick. I'm looking at this picture that is not your home office, but you have some great ideas and good items that people could consider getting for the home office, which is where a lot of people work in the year 2016.
Yeah, and at pretty good price points, too, so you don't have to go bankrupt. But yeah, more and more people are working at home in every field. I mean, it's not just sales or one particular field, so it's caught on. One of the big questions I get, Sully, is people have, or a problem they have, is they have a hard time printing from a mobile device. This has been a pet peeve of many. This has been a problem for many. So Epson has a somewhat of a new printer out, the Expression XP430. But what's really cool about this is it's integrated with their Creative Print app. So this is a free app that encourages mobile printing. So this is a first. It's compatible with this printer and some of the other Epson printers. So it allows you to print not only documents and typical things, but it also allows you to create and print collages, photos, numerous things. So this is a game changer. This is making printing from our mobile devices much easier.
And the next thing you're going to talk about is this Eero, Eero.com is the website. Everybody's always looking for a little bit faster connection in terms of Wi-Fi at home. How is this different?
Not only a faster connection, but one that won't drop when you need it. That always seems to happen when I'm rendering a video or uploading or sending an email. Some sort of problem may happen with Wi-Fi, especially when I'm at a coffee shop somewhere. So for small businesses and the home office, there's a product called Eero. It's Eero. This will kind of replace your current router, and it will put faster Wi-Fi in your home or your home office. It for people that stream videos or watch sports. It's replaces your router and lets you put different Wi-Fi access points throughout your home. So if you have dead spots in your home, if you have problems in certain parts of your home with Wi-Fi, this kind of evenly distributes the Wi-Fi throughout your home, and hopefully you won't have those problems when you're trying to stream a video or send a picture file.
Next thing we'll talk about is a little bit of a mouthful, StarTex stackable monitor mount. But for those who are looking to save a little space and really get a good look at multiple computer screens, this is a great option.
Yeah, this is for the multiple monitor crowd, so which a lot of people have entered this realm. So it's a mount, a really easy to install mount that allows you to put two monitors up on it. Like I said, it won't take up space on your desk. The pictures will be in the show notes on ricklimper.info. It allows you to move the monitors around for height adjustment, make them comfortable for your eyes. And no tools needed for assembly. Like I said, it's very easy to assemble. And I like this. Get the monitors, get some of the stuff off your desk, and to free up some space.
All right. I'm looking at this picture here that you have of the Grove Made Products desk collection. Beautiful wood. Do you have this? I envision this in your home office, perhaps with a little couple of glasses of scotch and a nice decanter.
there's no decanter, but there is a Grove Made monitor stand. These are beautifully made wood products. So in walnut or maple, they're for your desk. They look great in the home office. This company's been around for almost 10 years now, and they're just like artists. I mean, the products they're creating for your desk are just beautiful, a great line. They're smooth, lots of different products, and they all have that wood finish, that wood look to them. And I have the one, and it's very sturdy, it's very nice, and it does attract a lot of attention on my desk.
Little pricey, but you say well worth it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you are looking to get some products that are going to last, I mean, people will go and buy a plastic monitor stand, and it'll start falling apart or collapsing on you in the first 6 months. These are products that are going to last for a long time. They're going to look good. Just kind of dust them or wipe them down every once in a while when you're doing your monitor screens, and they retain that beautiful beautiful look. And like I said, a lot of different products. They have like 13 different products you can get, so you can really outfit your whole desk or your office with these Grove Made products.
Always want to have sound with us wherever we go, especially summertime, hanging out by the pool or spending the day at the park. This is a speaker here, 360-degree sound that's not just good for outside, but inside too.
Yeah, the Libertone One Click. This is a company that makes great speakers. We always talk about speaker selling. There's always a new little twist to them. So this is built as an outdoor speaker, and it is great for outdoors. But I'm finding it nice in the office as well because of the 360-degree sound. Sometimes when you have a speaker, it just kind of blasts the sound at you in one direction. This is very nice. It gives a nice sound for streaming Pandora or Spotify, whatever you're doing while you're working. Nice battery life over 10 hours, and like I said, a good sound, and they look nice too. And they have for people that do want to bring it out outdoors or with them, it's got a nice little carry handle on it. So good enough sound for the outdoors, and also great sound for your indoor office.
Well, they could also stream Radio 105.7 on iHeartRadio and even listen to this very podcast on those speakers as well.
I do that every weekend when there's this guy named Sully in there.
Well, hey, great to catch up. Safe travels this weekend. Are you in town, out of town, taking in any of the Braves games this weekend?
Maybe. I thought about it. I don't know. The Braves are in town. The Gwinnett Braves, I think, are in town as well. It could be a busy baseball weekend. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'll be doing some work at home. We have the BB&T tennis tournament coming up in 2 weeks. So I'm still in prep mode for that, and we'll be down there in a couple weeks. So always something going on, Sully. I know you're the same.
Yeah, and I know the BB&T Open is one of only a handful of professional tennis events that take place in the country each year. So it really is special. It really is a big deal to have that event here, and I know it's one that you've been involved with for many, many years and one that you look forward to as well.
9 days of world-class tennis at Atlantic Station. Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that. Great venue. And yeah, this is one of the 10 professional tournaments like this left in this country. So as tennis has become an international sport, some of the tournaments have left the U.S. for other countries. So this is a really big deal leading up to the U.S. Open.
Follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there, Rick Roswell. Check out his show notes at ricklimpert.info. And the new site, wirelesswednesday.live, where you can read about technology and other things that Rick is covering. Rick, appreciate it as always.